BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The death toll from the storm on the south coast has risen to 5.
The other person was struck by lightning in the area, but the other one was also found dead. But the details are still sketchy regarding the fifth one, but we'll update that information as the search and rescue continues.
Earlier today, the bodies of two adults and a child were recovered from their car that was swept off a bridge in Margate last night. KZN's COGTA spokesperson Sponiso Mgadi says search and rescue operations are continuing. He's added they are still assessing the damage.
We are also distributing disaster relief to all the families that have been affected. There's quite a number of houses that have been damaged. Some of the roads remain closed because they have been unsafe for traveling. But most importantly, we are also urging motorists to exercise extreme caution when they are traveling because some of the bridges are still flooded and there are still more rains that are expected to come.
Amanzi Mtoti murder accused Werner Diaga has died. Correctional Services says he passed away in hospital today. In a statement to Newswatch, the department says Diaga was admitted to Durban's King Dinuzulu Hospital 10 days ago, but it hasn't specified what he was admitted for. The department says it's awaiting post-mortem results. Diaga was facing a premeditated murder charge in connection with the 2021 killing of his pastor wife, Liesel. The 45-year-old Werner was being held at Westville Prison awaiting his next court appearance next month. Civil rights group Action Society has been following the court case. Spokesperson Joanita Dupria says they are in disbelief.
We just learned about it and we are shocked. We still have a bit of a mixed emotion going on. It was not what we expected.
Action Society has also been speaking on behalf of Liesel's family. Dupria says they are aware of what's happened.
They have told us that they were informed and also a difficult time for them, possibly.
And today marks a year since the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, was rocked by heavy gunfire and explosions. It was the start of a war that continues to drag on. A fight broke out between forces loyal to two army generals who seized power in a 2021 coup. South African Danielle Boyle was teaching in the Northeast African country at the start of the conflict. She shared a flat with several roommates, and she says they had been stuck in their flat for days as gunfire rang out outside. They and other South Africans were eventually evacuated with the help of Gift of the Givers, but it wasn't a smooth exit. They were stuck on the Sudan side of the border without passports, living under a makeshift shelter while they waited to enter Egypt. From there, they made their way to South Africa. Boyle says the experience has left her with some trauma.
For me, I felt like I was fine. I didn't need to go in and like speak to somebody. But moving forward, like sometimes I'll have dreams about what had happened and like small flashbacks, but nothing really like too traumatic. And then when I do feel like maybe a little bit scared, I'll speak to like my family and friends who are around me.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Sunrisers Hyderabad currently 172-2 after 13 overs of their IPL clash with RCB. John Plumtree not concerned about the venue for their Challenge Cup semi-final this weekend. And Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Barcelona Open with an injury.